Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live on the line from Houston, the beat writer for the Houston Chronicle, who covers Houston Cougars football. Happy to have Joseph Duarte on the line with us. Joseph, John Murphy, Steve Tasker here in Buffalo. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good evening, guys.
Hey, what were your expectations going into tonight where you thought Ed Oliver might go, at least in terms of where in the draft?
Well, you know, there had been a few teams through the process that had always seemed to come up. You know, Buffalo was one. The Atlanta Falcons were one. You know, on a conference call the other day with some of the draft analysts, you know, there had been talk about maybe the Giants or the Jets. I really thought he'd be gone before the Bills got to the ninth pick. But he was there, and it fits a need. And, you know, it's been a weird road for Ed Oliver because, you know, at the beginning of his last year, there was talk that he could be the potential number one. Then he had the injury issues. And then he sort of, at one point, fell out of even the top 10. And then had such a great combine and really opened some eyes again in the pro day that he jumped back into that top five. So, you know, somewhere in the top 10 was kind of the expectation. So to get him at number nine, I think that's a tremendous pick for the Bills. To get Ed Oliver.
You know, tell us about what kind of player he is. You said, I mean, he was very projected extremely high. Then, you know, the concerns about his injuries, he bounced back and seems to be back, obviously, 100% in all the testing and leading up right to the draft. And nobody can tell the future. But what kind of player they get him when he's at his best?
Well, you know, you kind of have to go back to the beginning on him. You know, this is not a typical group of five player. You know, he had offers from every Power Five school in the country. Wanted to stay close to home. He wanted to play with his brother, who was an offensive lineman, two of the 3 years that Ed Oliver was there. And he came in with the, you know, the blue chip prospect, you know, written all over him. And he delivered. You know, his freshman year, I believe he had, you know, it was close to 20 tackles for loss or even actually more than that. And then, you know, he never had really the big sack numbers, but his first 2 years he was really, really consistent. And then last year, his junior year, you know, this is a guy that was facing double and triple teams a lot. I thought that the Houston coaching staff, which, by the way, is not there anymore, just misused him. The way they had him, you know, line up right over the center at the nose tackle, and, you know, he'll play the three technique, which is more of his natural position with the Bills. And, you know, just to go through that, it just seemed like it was very frustrating at times for Ed to have to get the double and the triple teams. But when he's on, his motor, I mean, you hear that high motor phrase. His intensity is sideline to sideline. There's no taking plays off. I've watched him in practice where they really have to tell him to settle down, to give the rest of the team a chance to work on stuff because he just went full motor all the time. And that's what kind of player I think Buffalo can expect. This is a guy who wants to come in. He wants to prove something. He wants to live up to that. We've heard the comparisons to Aaron Donald, maybe even like a John Randall type. But he's coming in, and, you know, he puts no greater expectations than anybody than what Ed Oliver puts on himself.
With Joseph Duarte, who covers Houston Cougars football for the Houston Chronicle. Joseph, what's your take on what happened mid-November last year? He was not playing against Toledo, got into it with then-head coach Major Applewhite. What happened there? How did that get so crazy?
Very, very silly situation. You know, there was a lot of things that Major Applewhite could be blamed. He was, in terms of, you know, he was a young first-time coach, and that just got blown up. It was silly because there's a rule in effect that, you know, it doesn't get too cold in Houston. So I don't know what the big deal is with having these large kind of black winter jackets. And Ed Oliver was on the sideline with one of those jackets. They're only reserved for players that are actually active. And Ed wasn't playing at that point because of the knee injury. Major Applewhite comes up to him and says, "Hey, look, that's for the players that are active. You need to take it off." Ed didn't take it off, so Major kind of tugged at the jacket. Ed didn't like that, and at that moment, television cameras, this was a national television game, caught the incident, and when they were walking, this is right before halftime, they're walking through the tunnel, and the TVs caught Ed Oliver screaming at his head coach, having to be restrained, and it looked much worse than it actually turned out to be, because about a day later, they both issued a statement about being caught up in the emotion. There was no residual to it. It was done with, but it was kind of one of those you had to question and wonder. He's answered the questions at the combine about it. It kind of blew up because it was a national television moment. But I'll tell you, he may want to go get that jacket, because he's going to – I've been up to Orchard Park. He's going to need that jacket come Buffalo winters.
Yeah, Joseph, you are exactly right. He's going to need more than just one big jacket here in Buffalo. And it's interesting, too. I wanted to ask you as well. You say he was misused, and actually Sean McDermott in his post-draft and his post-pick presser just a few minutes ago said the Bills are going to use him slightly different than he was used in Houston. He's going to be the three technique. He was down inside further during this last season. Talk about what that means. I mean, they're asking Ed Oliver in Buffalo here, they're going to ask him to play on the other side of the line of scrimmage a lot.
Yeah, and that suits him, because this guy, if you see some of the flashes at the moments when he can make things happen and he's in the right position. You know, towards the end, they moved him around a little bit more, freed him up. But he just gets such a quick step, and he bull rushes people that it's amazing to watch him get back there and how quickly he can disrupt things. It's maybe not recorded on the stat sheet, but there have been so many plays that if he's used properly, like McDermott said, he can be so effective. And if you pair him with the rest of the line that they have there, you know, that could just create so many more opportunities, and it makes them even tougher. But, you know, it was just really odd, because they weren't creative enough with Ed Oliver at Houston. Like I said, at the end, they started doing some things, lining him up along the edge, maybe moving him around a little bit more. But for a majority, I'd say at least 75, maybe 80% or more of his career, he lined up straight over center, and you had, you know, the guards that would join in, and there would be double and triple teams. Just go back and look at the Navy game, how they did it. You go back and look at one of the later games, maybe like the Central South Florida. It was just amazing, though, that he was able to still do what he did and command that much of attention because of those double and triple teams and dealing with that injury that he had, late in the season.
Joseph, it sounds like we got a good one. Thank you very much for filling us in tonight. We appreciate it.
Anytime, guys.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.